Hello there, and welcome back. This is Michael Ann Conley, and we are at another episode of Habits into Health. I am your habit change agent, and we are all about habit change from the inside out. I am here to support you in becoming a change agent in your own life. So if you're feeling stuck, trapped, worried, concerned, upset, even pissed off about a habit that is getting in your way, that's blocking you from taking your life where you want it to go, or if you see this about someone else that you care about, then this show is for you. We're trying to do some different things here than is commonly out there in the web, and I'll talk a little bit about that today, because there's a lot of stuff about motivation, and some of the latest research shows that motivation by itself is just not enough. It may help us feel good, but it's not enough to actually create change. And so what we do in this show is we focus on some methods that I've learned that can help you discover what's underneath that habit that has bothered you so much and that you're so stuck you can't get through it. Because the truth is, there are hidden layers, building blocks for that habit that are invisible. And we want to help you open that up so that you can begin to really create the changes that you want to make. Our topic for today is to take it easy a little bit. If you're like many people, you might be trying way too hard. So we're going to review 4 steps for turning around self-defeating habits. And I've covered these before in other ways. We've been discussing them a little bit at a time over the last few months, but I'm going to summarize them today because they're always worth revisiting. Before we go there, though, let's pave the way with another variation of our regular practice. And this is an opportunity for you to teach yourself through your own experience. I know that you're here because something is bothering you about your life. And you probably want that to be over. And you may be putting yourself down a lot because it hasn't worked, whatever it is that you've tried. So it may seem a little bit odd, but in our practice, we're actually not about finding out what's wrong and fixing it. We're really about helping you get to know yourself in a deeply connected way, because from that, the change process starts. So we work on helping you increase your ability to influence your own actions, not at the surface, but underneath. And so each week, we have a little bit of a practice, so you get to try it out for yourself. How's that sound? Let's go for it. Let's have you bring your hands together, starting maybe at about shoulder width apart, the palms facing each other, and just slowly move your hands until you feel a connection between them, whether they're touching or not. And just notice what it is that you feel. The kinds of things that folks report to me are they feel a kind of an energy, or they feel a pressure, even though their hands aren't touching. Or the hands can actually experience heat before they touch. So just check that out. And then we're going to play with that a little bit today, by having you move your hands apart slowly. I'm doing this with you. And then move them back together until you feel that experience. Now, initially, it might take almost touching or touching for your hands to feel each other. That's okay. But as you move them away and move them back together, over time, you may start to develop a greater sensitivity. And that's part of what the Habits into Health system is all about. Developing an attunement to yourself on what seem like minimal levels, but they actually are quite profound. Because habits are created beneath the layer of the mind. And so trying to fix them or change them or get rid of them from the mind is a loser's game. Most habits become habituated in what we call the body. And so attuning yourself to your physical senses is a very important way to go. Let's have you keep that in mind as we move into our next stage, which is a little station identification. You are listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist and a habit change coach, and I host this podcast show. Podcasts are designed to be one way. I broadcast, post on iTunes, you listen. But over the next period of time, I'm going to be mixing it up a little bit so that we can be more interactive. Because in my schedule, it doesn't work for me to lock in a live broadcast at a regular time when we can talk back and forth. So the next best thing is to invite you to bring your questions, answers, and comments. And I'll use those to guide the topics we discuss. And that's why I created a survey on my website, habitsintohealth.com. Come on over and click the link and let me know what's going on with you, what you'd like support around. What are your biggest challenges and greatest successes? What kinds of guidance would be the most helpful for you in coming through the stuck place that keeps you from moving your life in the direction you want to go? And you can be anonymous if you want. There's no questions asked. If you do want to give me your name, that's fine too. I hope that this will help me tailor this podcast to support you more specifically. And when you visit, if you haven't already checked out my ebook, consider that. If you give me your name and email address, I'll send you a link for the ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And it clarifies 5 top warning signs that you're stuck and some things that you can do to make a change around that. And I'll keep in touch with you about other tips and support in my monthly newsletter that I send out across the globe and here locally in the San Francisco Bay Area. And by the way, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for Habits into Health at the iTunes store. And you can follow us on Facebook as well. Look for Habits into Health in the search box for Facebook. I'm going to be posting some questions over the next few weeks, just trying a little bit at a time to invite your interest in going to the survey. Let's get into our topic. Philosophically, we all know that life is about change, right? My experience is it's easier to embrace when you've decided you want a change to happen. Like, you're going to move into another house, you're going to look for a new job, and then you find it. Great, right? Well, most of us tend to be more challenged when changes show up all of a sudden or in an unplanned way. They seem forced on us from the outside. You have to move because your house burned down, or your partner walked out and you can't afford to stay. You are laid off or fired and have to find that new job or some new purpose for your life. So think for a moment about a few changes that you've experienced in your life and the differences between what happens when you decide to make a change about something and having it come at you from somewhere else without you intentionally asking for it. What if there were some simple steps you could know about and could practice that would help you stay centered around this? Well, there are. And that's what I've been covering for the last few months, dipping into each of them over the course of time. And today, I'd like to review them. I started this series posing a question that Mr. Spock asks Admiral Kirk to anchor the change process. And it's from the movie The Voyage Home. That's the second Star Trek movie. The point when the crew of the Enterprise have traveled back in time to the 1970s. Spock and Kirk get on a bus to travel to the aquarium where the whales are. But then they're bounced off the bus, and Spock turns to Kirk and asks, "What is exact change?" Of course, the question is an inside joke, because it foretells of a 23rd century future in which people don't need cash to get around town. They don't even know what cash is. And today, when you use your credit card or your smartphone to pay for something, it's only been about 30 years since that movie was released, and here we are already. It certainly didn't take to the 23rd century to become a mostly cashless society, did it? Some things don't take centuries to change. On a personal level, though, I like the double meaning of Spock's question, because he's asking an ultimate question that's posed by every one of us who seeks self-improvement. What is the exact change I can create for my life? Not to mention, how do I get there? If you are ready to make some adjustments in how you engage in your life and relationships, here are four suggestions to increase your chances of satisfaction. First off, keep it simple. One reason people fail is trying to do too much. Give yourself a chance by making only one commitment at a time. Yes, you may have more than one habit that bugs you, but try by just addressing one. There's a writer, his name is Jonah Lehrer, and he wrote a book called How We Decide, and he's explored the science of the brain. And he discovered that Spock isn't the only one who doesn't understand exact change. The part of your brain that's in charge of willpower has so much on its mind that your decisions to change are chump change. So they tend to get bumped off the bus, just like Spock and Kirk. Choosing too many goals, or goals that are too big, actually decreases your chance of getting where you want to go. Keep faith in yourself by keeping it simple, keeping it small. Number two, discover a workable path for accountability. And I covered some of this in previous podcasts in this series. There's a psychologist in Britain, his name is Richard Wiseman, and he's researched why so many people don't keep their New Year's resolutions. And he discovered that gender might count. He found out that if you're a man, you'll tend to do better by dividing your goal into units and measuring them over time. It just so happens this is the route that is supported by most mobile apps and most of the information on the web. So what if you're not a man, or what if you are a man for whom this type of way doesn't work? Well, Wiseman discovered that most women are more likely to meet their goals in a low-tech way by announcing your intentions and asking your friends for support. Personally, I say try them both regardless of your gender. Just know that making lists and tracking data isn't the only way, just because it's out there so much. When you've made a decision to create change, find your own way of being accountable until you find what works for you. So number three, take small steps. The Dalai Lama said, "Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions." And neuroscientists continue to clarify the relationship between your body and its brain. For example, research shows the physical activity and exercise is effective in making us feel better. There was a recent article in the New Yorker about the relationship between walking and thinking more clearly. Taking small, concrete action towards your goal today will energize you and give you hope for taking another small step tomorrow. Trying to do too much, again, isn't the best way to move forward. And then there's number four, reward yourself along the way. In your personal journey, behavior change is a process. And you're finding a middle place between pressuring yourself too much or not pressuring yourself enough. From time to time, you'll step forward, and some days you'll retreat. This back and forth is actually part of a natural rhythm. It's like a wave on a beach. One wave pulses onto the beach, and the last one is underneath, returning to the sea. So rather than waiting for a big reward when you've reached your ultimate goal, all of the experts say be sure to give yourself small rewards along the way for any sign of progress, however small it might be. And in this way, no change is ever exact. It doesn't have to be to count. So how's that for a four-step summary? Keep it simple. Discover a workable path for accountability. Take small steps and reward yourself along the way. Some of these you'll recognize in the way I close every podcast. It is time to go there. I would love to hear your feedback about this and about what most keeps you stuck in old patterns or helps you to free yourself for your next step. Come on over to habitsintohealth.com and let me know by clicking on the survey link. And if you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a habit that is not serving them, then do come on over to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook. It can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And you can find lots of other resources on the website as well. So I like to say, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling so out of control over those unhealthy habits. To stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.